This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Nearly 70% more Coloradans have gotten their flu vaccines so far this year than during the same period last year. CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
Part of the reason for the increase is that public health officials made the vaccine available earlier this year. They've been worried about the possibility of a twindemic, that the combination of a rise in COVID-19 and flu cases will overwhelm the hospital system. They've also launched a campaign to urge people to get the flu vaccine. And Dr. Eric France, chief medical officer at the state's health department, says people are motivated because of the pandemic.
Today, with COVID in our community, the fact that we see people who are getting sick, we say, boy, I should really also get that flu shot.
France says he hopes this will be a record year in Colorado for flu vaccinations. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Colorado's jail populations have plummeted to almost half of what they were before the pandemic. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
At the start of the pandemic, sheriffs and prosecutors across the state worked to decrease populations in Colorado's crowded county jails to make it safer for people inside, both inmates and staffers. Now, a new report from the American Civil Liberties Union finds that fewer people in jails has not affected the state's crime rate, and it's also saving taxpayers money. Some sheriffs say they're happier because their populations are better managed. The ACLU is advocating for some permanent policy changes that could keep fewer people in the state's jails in the long run. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.